It's time for Rap Sheet. And with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. We've been talking about domestic violence, and that can really be a hard cycle to break.
It really is. And that's why when you start talking about how do you intercede with domestic violence, you cannot arrest a community out of domestic violence. It really requires a lot more than that. When the police make an arrest, honestly, it's a community failure. It means that that individual has fallen through all the safety nets, helping hands, you know, family members, agencies, outreach. And when the police show up, we're kind of the option of last resort. And we know what happens then. You go to jail. But that does not in and of itself mean that the problem has been cured by any stretch of the imagination. And that's why we need to work and build partnerships with all the helping agencies throughout our community. We need to make this a priority with our community. We need to make sure that it's not the dirty little secret that is hidden under a rock. We need to put a big Klieg light on the problem and start to deal with it. But it will take a lot of time, effort, and years, you know, to turn that around. And we're not the only community that has a domestic violence problem. Unfortunately, Southeast Kansas has some violence traditionally in its history for a whole host of reasons.
Not only is it dangerous to people in the home situation, but it's actually one of the most dangerous calls for police officers.
It really is. It's toned down a little bit only because of the mandatory arrest laws that came into being in the 1980s, the late 1980s. We still don't like going to domestics because when you inject an officer in the middle of a potential family fight, who can then become the target of everybody's ire and anger but the police officer? Even though you're trying to make sure that both parties are safe and sound and are not hurting each other. Obviously, whenever you get into someone's home and it is a volatile situation and tempers run hot and heavy, it's not our favorite thing to do. In Kansas, we are a mandatory arrest state, so if there is probable cause to believe that an actual assault has occurred, then the officers are mandated to identify the primary aggressor and to arrest that person. The point being that you want to disengage the two parties so that there's a cooling off period, helps to start to break that cycle of violence, but certainly allows the victim to seek assistance, support, victim resources, so that people can get out of unsafe and potentially deadly situations.
You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.